Well, Rory, back at service after the opening lip this morning, you set out a stall this morning to be quickest and close the gap between the two guys in front of you, but it's been an up and down morning for you, to say the least.
Up and down, to say the least, Oisin. We had a very good start over Slough and Glen this morning. We had a full attack there, and we managed to get 30 off Sean Gallagher and about 36 off Alan Ring, who's leading the class overnight. But then we went to the next stage, which is the Ballinamallor stage, and we were going as quickly as we could, but towards the end, despite having filled the car to the maximum amount of fuel before the start of the stage, towards the end, we simply just ran very low on fuel and the car started missing and almost stopped. And we had to stop along the stage, siphon fuel out of a car, not a spectator, but a resident's car, try and get into our car, and off we went again, and we just made it out of the stage.
But why did you just run out of fuel, Rory?
The reason we ran out is a mystery. When they're going to service here now, they're going to sort it out, but we left the car, we gauge what we need for each section, so we left the service here full to the brim with fuel, went into the stage, and we just ran out. We don't know yet. We think the map for the electronics in the car may be too rich, and it's using up too much fuel. So we lost 3 minutes, and what I mean? All our good work's down to Swanee.
Well, was it difficult to bounce back in stage three, because you were quickest there again after the upset, I suppose, of the fuel scenario?
Well, I wouldn't say it was difficult. It was a bit more challenging. We sort of had we're revved up a wee bit, so we're going for it anyway. And that's Gary's home patch around for a mile there, so we're trying to do our best there and get as much as we can.
Another loop to come. The condition's still very, very wet. You're 3 minutes behind the top two now, but you're going to still do your best this afternoon, obviously.
Oh, for sure. We're far from beat yet. We'll be giving it our best shot in the afternoon. And on the way driving in here, we're just after driving Enniskillen back to Sligo here. And on the way back here, I've been saying to Gary, it's far from over. We have to go out and put our best foot forward again and full attack over the next three again.